Turning now to news from Africa, Somalia's hardline Islamist insurgent group Al-Shabaab pledged to launch more attacks on African Union peacekeepers after the deadliest strike yet killed at least 11 soldiers from Burundi. Analysts had hoped the election of moderate Islamist leader Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed as president would bring many of Somalia's Islamic factions into a more inclusive government. Members of parliament are presently in Djibouti, working on a peace process to end the ongoing war that has left thousands of civilians dead. The apostolic administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, told us more about the challenges facing the new government.
The crucial problem will be not simply to try to please every clan and every Somali, that is already an enormous problem, but the problem will be, once the government is formed, well, to go back to Mogadishu, let us say, where the control of the territory seems to be rather in the hands of those opposing the present president and government. However, the accident which took place yesterday, I read this as a further attempt by those extremist elements who refuse the new government and the new institutions being born here in Djibouti. It is an attempt to derail it. And therefore, we should resist this attempt and still rather encourage the new government, which has the probability of succeeding much more than the previous attempt.